bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for a devotion from the 7th chapter of Matthew. So whatever you wish that others would do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets. We all know George Washington never told a lie. At least we know the story. I can believe it, because I've run into many other honest children. A kindergarten teacher recently shared with me one of those precious moments which makes instructing little ones so worthwhile. She had been lecturing one of her boys on the fact that he was in this world to help others. The kindergartner considered the teacher's statement for about 10 minutes and then came back up to her desk. With serious curiosity, he asked, "If I'm here to help others, what are the others here for?" It was a good question. You may have asked it yourself. What are other people here for? Well, I've thought about the boy's question for a long while, and I believe there is an answer. Those others are here so that I might have somebody to serve. God has given me a family so I might have somebody to love. He has given me your ears so I might have somebody to share with. He has given me my co-workers so I might have somebody to encourage. And why am I here? It's so you could help me out. What a change in the world there would be if everybody knew the answer to the kindergartner's question. It's a shame that only you and I know the secret of why we're here, isn't it? Oh, that's not right, is it? There was another. Jesus knew. He came here to serve others, and those others were put here so he could save them. So it's you, me, and Jesus who understand. Which means we now have the opportunity to share that truth with others. We pray. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for coming into this world to share yourself and give yourself to be our ransom. Now help us to be helpers to others as we share your love with them. In your name, amen.